Now time for locker room chat with Centralia boys head basketball coach Nick Evans after a couple of wins from this past week and clinching a share of the Twin Valley League title along with the girls team as well. So coach, congratulations, and we'll start off with that win against Clifton Clyde, a big one. You guys win that one 45-36, and you told me that you kind of got off to a slow start in this one.
Yeah, first quarter, we, you know, one of our best players, Paxton Bowers, he got three fouls with about 5 minutes left in the first quarter, so he sat the whole half. And we just kind of, what's been good about our team that we kind of learned, that I've kind of given them credit, is they've kept their heads level. You know, they didn't let that bother them. They just, all we needed to do was keep on chipping away and keep the, get this thing down to five. I told them, get it to five, then we ended up getting it to three at halftime, and then Paxton came back and after half, and he had a good second half. And the team, we kind of, it was 27-21 with about 2.5 minutes left in third quarter, and Brett Heidemann took a big charge, and we ended that quarter 28-27, and then the fourth quarter we kind of popped it open.
And then last night, unable to, unfortunately, clinch the league outright, but you guys get a share of it as you guys fall to Axtell on the road 45-37, a really good Axtell team that made it to state last year. And talking about this one, and you also in this one got off to a bit of a slow start. You were without one of your best players, and then third quarter is where you kind of were unable to get things together as you guys had a 10-point lead going into that third quarter.
Yeah, we actually played the first half. We played really well. We were 11-19 shooting, so 58% in the first half shooting. So we shot it well in the first half, and the turnovers, that was the most turnovers we've had all season was in that game. We didn't have Duke, and that does affect some things as far as what you want to do, and limits us a little bit inside and rebounding. But Brett Heidemann's been playing really good for us lately too. He's coming in and subbing for Duke. So, like I told the guys, there's no excuse. We had, you know, you're up 10 points at halftime against a really good Axtell team, and you just can't have third quarters like we had. It was a 21-4 third quarter. And if you look at it, we beat them in the first quarter, we beat them in the second quarter, lost by one in the fourth quarter to them. So it was really just that third quarter. So, you learn from it, and you can't just move on from it because you got to take those things and learn.
So in the sub-state tournament, you guys are the one seed to get a bye. You guys will be playing in Highland. That will be on Thursday, February 29th. You await the winner of Troy and Donovan West. And, Coach, these are two teams that you have faced and beaten. Well, Donovan West multiple times this season. Troy, you beat them once. Who was possibly the optimal matchup for you guys out of these two teams? And how difficult will this be with you guys not playing and them getting an extra chance to stay loose?
I know. You get the one seed, and sometimes you feel like, oh, I don't know if I want to be the one seed. You know? But, I mean, one always sounds better than two. And actually with all, every team, not just us, every team's battling sickness. I know other teams I've talked to are battling the same thing. So it actually benefits us, you know, that we're not going to be around other teams and we're going to be, you know, get about a week and a half away from people. So it actually, it's beneficial. But between those two teams, I mean, they played last night and they get to play again. Donovan West and Troy, they play again Thursday. So they got a one day break and they play again. So, I mean, that's tough too, you know, for both those teams. And, both teams are good. Troy's playing really good here as of late. I know that they beat Hanover Friday, and I know Hanover was, they had a couple, or at least their big kid was also sick. So it's just kind of going around, and you never know who's going to be available. So hopefully everybody, for everybody's sake, gets healthy.
You know, a chance to get healthy for you guys coming up. And as mentioned, the path for Centralia getting back to state again this year will start on Thursday, February 29th, against either Troy or Donovan West. Coach, one more of these, and we'll set you free for the rest of the season until we do this again next year. And I look forward to talking to you every single week. Appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
That was Centralia Boys Head Basketball Coach Nick Evans here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wakeland Oil Company.